The relationship between Buffalo's minority communities and the police is strained. A recent decision to buy rifles for officers amplifies that divide. In March, the Common Council approved the purchase of about 115 semi-automatic rifles and protective vests. A $280,000 state grant is paying for the equipment, which will be used in response to mass shootings or terrorist attacks. Lieutenant Jeffrey Rinaldo spoke with Investigative Post about why the Buffalo Police need these resources.
God forbid an event occurs, I would think that the community wants the best equipment possible in the hands of the officers that are responding to it.
After the mass shooting at Columbine, law enforcement agencies across the country agreed. Patrol officers, not SWAT teams, get to the scene faster and are therefore better positioned to stop a shooting rampage. And to do that well, experts say they need rifles, firearms with more accuracy and firepower.
SWAT team's on call, so it's not something where they can respond quickly to that type of event. And when you're dealing with an active shooter or situations like that or a terrorist event, time is of the essence.
Officers won't have access to the rifles during routine patrols. Instead, they'll be distributed by supervising lieutenants in response to events like Sandy Hook and San Bernardino. But there are concerns in the Black community that the added firepower will somehow be used against them under different circumstances. Regardless, activists contend other police community issues should be addressed first.
Justification that BPD needs more weapons without any conversation of accreditation or evaluation removed from, and just excusing it by saying, well, we need to catch the bad guys, is, we think, hugely irresponsible to the public, and it's not a real dialogue.
That's James Lopez. He and other activists cite a litany of unresolved issues, including what they say is subpar training of officers and a lack of accountability involving police misconduct.
But this is the same time where people are seeing videos of, you know, people who are mentally ill being struck by SUVs.
In March, Lopez and other activists asked the Common Council to hold a public hearing before a vote was taken on the rifles. But one day after making that request, the council voted unanimously to accept the grant without a public hearing.
These are people who are concerned about what happened to Wardell Davis, concerned that BPD is not accredited and doesn't have a consistent way of evaluating officers.
The council members I spoke to see it differently. They want the police to receive more training and follow industry-wide professional practice, but they feel the department has made progress. Here's Common Council President Darius Pridgen right before the grant money was approved.
So I think it's the right thing to do. We have addressed the concerns, though, I want to be clear, of the public that came to us with the concerns.
I asked Lopez whether he agreed with Pridgen's assessment.
Do you feel like overall these concerns are being heard by council members?
Absolutely not.
For WBFO, I'm Daniela Porat with Investigative Post.